With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As the southern border remains wide open,
a federal appeals court puts a Texas immigration law back on hold. Late Tuesday night, a three-judge panel at the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals voted 2-1 against an earlier ruling from another panel that put the law titled SB4 in effect. SB4 would allow Texas police to arrest illegal immigrants. Arguments are set to be heard this morning on Texas' request to put the law back into effect. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Someone who knows a thing or two about keeping peace on the world scene, former President Trump, says Russia's invasion of Ukraine would not have happened had he been in the White House.
I don't blame anybody other than Putin, and I don't blame anybody other than the people involved. But Biden was so bad in terms of not stopping it. He could have stopped that easily. But everything he said was almost the opposite of what he should have been saying. He is not much of a chess player. They're good at cheating on elections, but they're not good at a lot of other things, that I can tell you.
Mr. Trump talking with the Salem Radio Network's Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Republican California State Lawmaker Vince Fong has advanced to a May runoff to decide who will complete the remainder of the term of former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Also at SRNnews.com, Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar says he'll step down as leader of the country just as soon as a successor has been chosen. With the official arrival of spring comes the launch of the Major League Baseball season. The Los Angeles Dodgers beat the San Diego Padres 5-2, first regular season game, that game in South Korea. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been bouncing between small gains and modest losses. Right now, they're in the red. The Dow is down 5 points, NASDAQ off 9, and the S&P trading 1 point lower. This is SRN News. The crisis in Haiti is putting Christian missionaries in danger.
The Caribbean nation has never been a particularly safe place for the spread of the gospel, but with the outbreak of a kind of civil war between violent gangs there, Haiti is positively deadly right now. Numerous Christian organizations provide relief and gospel preaching in the country, and some have had to evacuate. Other ministries are trying to hang on amidst the mayhem, and it may soon be impossible to remove them at all until calm is restored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A member of Congress is calling on the Biden administration to take action over the persecution of Christians in Vietnam. Republican Michelle Steele of California writing a letter to the State Department urging it designate Vietnam a country of particular concern, something that the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom supports. Vietnam is a communist country, officially atheist. Christianity is also linked with the United States, and the Communist Party has not forgotten about the war. This is SRN News. Punishment for a medical professional who sullied himself and his profession.
Nurse practitioner Jeffrey W. Young Jr., who called himself the Rock Doc, has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for illegally prescribing thousands of doses of opioids, including oxycodone and fentanyl. Federal prosecutors said the prescriptions were given in return for money and sex. Young, who was sentenced in federal court and was convicted about a year ago, operated a clinic in Jackson, Tennessee. Young was among 60 people indicted in April 2019. Authorities said the defendants included 53 medical professionals tied to some 350,000 prescriptions and 32 million pills. I'm Norman Hall.
A Georgia man convicted of killing an ex-girlfriend 30 years ago, scheduled to be put to death today, the state's first execution in more than 4 years. More details at SRNnews.com.